We're here on Mugs in the Morning, Jack McGonigal with you, and we are with North Platte Public School educator Phil Willey. First and foremost, Mr. Willey, how are you?
Hey, doing good today.
Good, good. And excited you were able to. I know you're a school teacher, so sometimes the middle of the day is tricky, but I'm glad you're making time for us to talk about. What we're going to go into today is films at the Fox with Bulldog Productions. Brandon Peterson kind of sent this our way, and we were interested, and we wanted to get somebody in to talk, and no better choice than for you to come in. So for the listeners that don't know what Films at the Fox with Bulldog Productions is, how would you describe it to someone?
Well, first, Jack, thanks for having us on and let us get a little of the word out. It's going to be a culmination of some of the projects from this year, and then especially we tried a new project and try to do like three short feature productions with our students, so we're going to premiere those.
Fantastic. And you talk about premiering them. When will those be premiered?
So that's Monday night at 7 p.m.
All right, fantastic. Fox. And if kind of previewing those, what can fans or viewers expect from these productions?
They'll see a lot of different things we do with our classes as the classes kind of grow. And so, you know, to start off with, there'll be some animation and little tastes, just short little clips of different students' works. And then the short films will end it, and they'll get to meet the writers and everything like that.
Fantastic. And it seems like, you know, the later we go on in life and the more, you know, technical prone we get, it seems like there's more in student bodies, there's more of an interest for these kind of things.
Yeah, and we have a lot of students that probably won't go into any type of video class, but we get really good kids, and the skills that they gain from the video production program are things that are passed over to any career. So whether it's like entrepreneurship and they have their own business and they need to push some films out or make some stuff for social media, or you know, any company needs more and more of that. There's not enough people at most places that can do that, and so it'll add value.
And I feel like you kind of mentioned it with, you know, if you go into business degree, businesses need social media, they need commercials done, things like that. So I think, or in my opinion, these, you know, what these kids are doing at a young age like this can really benefit them in ways they may not even know yet.
Yeah, that's the idea. As long as they have that skill set, hopefully it'll transfer to even stuff, you know, for their families and things like that. You know, all the different requests we get from graduations to, you know, videos for events, you know, they'll have hopefully people, you know, to fill those gaps and add value.
And so in the email here, it says three short films were all chosen as official selections. Have these projects done, put on by these students, have they been working on them all year, or kind of when did the process of these productions begin?
Yeah, I'd love to tell you about it. It started off with a grant from the North Platte Public Schools Foundation, a generous grant, and that allowed us to do the different parts of it. It's three parts. The first part was an open screenwriting competition to anybody in school. So we have kids involved that aren't even in our program, and that was kind of a big deal to me to go cross department and reach new people. And so we did that script writing contest, and that was right before Christmas. And so that's kind of when it kicked off. I only get the kids for 9 weeks.
Wow.
So right when January hit, we read those scripts, and then there was cash prizes for the top three. And there were some really good scripts that we didn't pick because we didn't have the skill or the CGI or whatever it would have taken to be in there. But then we picked three of those. And then our advanced production students held auditions for the first time ever.
Fantastic.
And so it was open to, the whole school, and we had a lot of people audition for parts, and that was new to me. So the theater department helped out, and the musical department helped us out on trying to, you know, how that process works and picking kids. And so our actors aren't even involved in video production either. And then, you know, after that, they started the production process, and it was like 4 weeks to do these, and you know, we learned some lessons and they learned some lessons on the way.
Fantastic. It's cool that other departments are kicking in to help out another portion of the school. So this Films at the Fox, is this the first year you guys are putting this sort of event on?
Yeah, we wanted to get it going last year with our documentary, but we just couldn't make it happen. Mm-hmm. And so this will be a great opportunity. And it'll be a great opportunity to highlight, you know, other students as well and could let their parents see it and kind of in a different atmosphere. I'm really glad we were able to partner up with them.
Yeah, fantastic. Talking here with Phil Willey, an educator at North Platte High School, and they have their Films at the Fox with Bulldog Productions on April 29th, at 7 p.m. And if people have questions about this event or any of what's going on with the productions and things like that, how can they get those questions answered?
Sure, they could reach out to our Facebook page, Bulldog Productions, and we'll get back to them. Or they could reach out to me, Philip Willey. You know, they could look at my email at the high school and reach out or call up, and I'll get a hold of them. It's only going to be an hour, so we're trying to make it accessible so people could get in and get out and still attend.
And you know, kind of a person in your position, kind of overseeing this entire production, it's got to be satisfying and rewarding for what the kids have been able to do. And I'm sure they're excited for Monday night as well as you are.
They were really excited, and we learned that no one was satisfied, you know, with the time. When we went to this film festival last week, one of the movie makers there had said the same thing. You're never going to be satisfied because there's always more to do, but at some point you got to cut it off. But they had some challenges, the time commitment, and then all of our kids are talented and in many activities. And so they had a heck of a time scheduling around musicals, and all of our kids are in other things. So we learned a lot of lessons.
Fantastic. Talking here with Mr. Phil Willey of North Platte Public Schools. And Phil, anything else you'd like to touch on or let the listeners know about Monday night's production?
No, all three won different production awards. So like the production quality in all three of the short films at the end were award winners here at the festival, earlier this week. So I hope some people can come out and just check out what we're doing. And we're trying to do something new, and hopefully it catches on and can be a tradition.
And I feel like as an educator, these are the reasons why you're an educator, seeing the work and the hard work the students do.
Yeah, there's nothing more satisfying than, you know, seeing their faces and think they were thinking, you know, at some point all of them were thinking they couldn't finish it. And so, you know, just watching them struggle through it and trying to help as best I could. And then, yeah, that the satisfaction of, you know, turning it in at the end was really great. And then they come and check in and ask if their film's going to be at the Fox and things like that. So, yeah, it's one of those things where you can get some satisfaction and feel good about it. I hope they do too.
Fantastic. Well, we appreciate your time coming in, and best of luck on Monday night at your production at North Platte High.
Yeah, thanks very much, and thanks for helping us get the word out. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. That was Phil Willey with North Platte Public Schools. We will be back here in just a moment here on Mugs in the Morning.